The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I was in the most extreme pain I have ever experienced in my life.
There is a shortage of older, handicapped, plus-size, white, gay male models.
I've ditched the Tramadol, the Meloxicam, and the hydrocodone.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Chef Stuart O'Keefe, Megan Weaver, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you recovering, Stu? Stu and I and Shane and Andrew and my imaginary friend Joe, we went out for drinks last night. I love how Andrew said that he wasn't going to drink, and then I believe he had like four.
Drink
you
the
remember
most,
that, Shane?
Yeah, he drank more than anyone else.
He texted me he was wasted by the time he got home.
Okay, so Shane and I left early because we have jobs. Now, you, how late did you stay last night, Stu?
After you guys left, he wanted to finish that bottle of Turnbull. And then yeah. I think I had one more glass. So maybe like 30 more minutes.
Was there still wine left in that bottle?
Yeah. Like it just was endless.
Why did we leave?
I thought you finished it.
How could you leave wine?
I feel like we got 12 glasses out of that one bottle.
Seriously.
That was we got our money's worth with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it Magnum?
Definitely not.
I don't know. I mean, but it was a larger bottle of Cab, but you can't taste anymore, right, Megan?
No, I can taste food. I can't. Alcohol tastes like battery acid or like vinegar to me. So I haven't had a drink in like over a week. Wow. Since Christmas. Ooh. Christmas was the last time I had a drink.
Well, so. Megan's going to be an ex-chump real soon.
I know.
It was nice hanging with you. She's real boring sober, Chef Stu. Real
fucking
boring.
I really am. Sorry.
Really? Not that night.
I wasn't
sober. No, not the night that she, now you actually did tell us, because I said, you know, Megan seemed like she was all over you the night of the Chumpmas party. You said that she kept kissing your neck.
I had like a hickey. I had a hickey the next day. I think
I
did see her nuzzle. You were nuzzling a lot because he's very tall. How tall are you, Stu?
6'2".
Yeah, you were kind of nuzzling your head in his neck.
He smells so good. Oh.
I think there was so much talk about me. She was just like, where is he? I need to see him.
Oh,
like,
no, honey. I saw you when you walked in the room. I was like, who's that?
Now, Alyssa's going to be very upset because, as you know, Alyssa was one of the COVID infectees at the Chumpmas party. And we all know what great lengths we took to protect ourselves from COVID, like vaccinations, right, testing at the door. Now, Stu admitted last night that I was talking about the nurse, and Stu's like, what nurse?
What?
I said, the fucking nurse that was testing everyone that went into that party.
Where was the nurse? Was she hiding out in the garage or
she
something?
She was on the deck. No, right before you there. Walked in.
Who knows how many tested. People escaped into that party without a test?
You didn't test to get in the door?
No, but I was at LAX that day and I tested because I was leaving for Ireland the next day. So I was in within the 24-hour time period to get on the flight. So my test was at like 2 p.m. that day.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you did end up testing positive.
It came back negs.
No, but later after you took that flight to Dublin.
And so I went to, I flew home to Ireland. 57. So I caught, yeah, it's kind of tested positive on like the 23rd, 24th-ish.
Kind of tested positive.
Yeah, it did. Like it was just like we took we took the test. It was like, we took the test. It was like, okay. And like, it was like my sister-in-law or whatever. And she was like, okay, we'll come back in 12 minutes. I'm like, don't need to. The red line's there. It was 90 seconds. It was like there.
Wow.
And then, so it was bizarre.
This was Christmas. Sorry. This was during Christmas?
Yeah.
And you were like cooking the entire Christmas dinner.
Christmas dinner, yeah.
And then was it your sister that convinced the family to let you continue cooking?
So, yeah. So, like, my brother's wife was like, you know what? He'll be grand. It'll be grand. He's exposed everybody anyway. So let's just continue with Christmas because it's just going to ruin the whole thing. I was like, I'll do whatever you guys want me to do. Like, if you guys want me to go upstairs, I'll go upstairs. So what I did was I just stayed away from everybody. I just stayed in the kitchen. And they
prepared
made sure
food.
Like, cooked for 16 people because there was no fucking way she was going to like do it. Like,
and
she
that's
was like,
what this
that's
is
why.
About.
That's what it's about.
She had your back. She campaigned for you to stay at Christmas dinner because she didn't want to fucking cook.
Exactly. Like, at this point, like, the turkey was in the oven like 2 hours.
Yeah, that sounds like a Megan move. Oh, he's fine, honey.
It's already done.
Now, we had some unfortunate news. Another baby chump tested positive. Well, all right. So we're going to reframe this. Unfortunately, Drew has tested positive, correct?
Correct.
The good news is, though, for those of you who live in Los Angeles County, she'll be off the road for the next 10 days.
She has been off the road. So it's been very safe driving out there in the streets of Los Angeles.
Yes.
That's funny.
I mean, it's kind of a small miracle. I hope she's a long hauler.
Oh, my God. You're such an asshole. It's so terrible.
It's just Sherman Oaks is so unsafe right now.
It really is. But she's feeling a lot better and she's at her past her 10-day quarantine. So watch out. Buckle up, Buttercup.
Now, there has been a budding romance that it's been blooming since the Chumpmas Christmas party between, I don't know if Stu knows this, but it's between Doug and Stu. And he has been maybe misunderstanding some of your overtures. And I think that maybe you guys are dating. I don't know. Do you have something to announce today?
Yes, Stu.
I have nothing to announce, but we've been getting on pretty well. Like, we've been like chatting it up.
When you
and
say
just
getting
having
it
a
on.
Good time,
getting like, it
getting
on
with each other.
That's all you need to know.
Just getting it on with each other, like having a good time. Mm-hmm. That's what we
say
in Ireland.
It's
just
really casual
like,
right now. It mm-hmm. sounds.
We're not trying. We're trying to not define it. We just
this is like a sort of friendship booming, you know.
You don't need labels.
Right. We're not label people. It just it is. It's organic, it's real, and it's grounded.
Now, how often do you guys talk and text? And do you talk on the phone or do you text or email or what?
Maybe FaceTime? Once or twice a day.
Yeah, we've talked on the phone, like not on an Instagram thing, like we've chatted on the phone.
That's like a relationship when you talk to people on the phone.
Yeah, I love this.
Wow. Okay. So how long has this been going on since the Chumpmas party?
Since Ireland, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I called you in Ireland, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When it was like that was our first.
Called him long distance?
So you did call
with FaceTime
him.
Audio.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Shane. For the record, Stu, you called me first.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
Because I was I was listening to the show in Ireland. I was listening to like the playbacks and I was like, okay, this is really funny. I'm like, what's going on over there? Like, is everyone dying? Like, what's happening?
And Doug's the only one that answers the phone.
Because he's the one that didn't get it.
The rest of us just don't respond.
Right.
No, but you guys do have a lot in common. I mean, you guys both love, you know, cooking and gay sex and all that. So you guys do have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations. Now, this is just, I mean, you just broke up with your boyfriend. So this feels a little bit like a rebound. I mean, I hope that's not the case. I hope it's true love.
Am I a rebound?
Who knows? It's like a week after.
Yeah, you know, it's early days. A rebound. It's really early days right now.
So how long were you with your ex?
3 years.
Yeah. And then you're with Doug 7 days later. This isn't looking good.
We're going on a fortnight. Yeah.
I'll take whatever I can get. That's fine. As long as it cooks Irish stew, whatever it is, it's good.
Doug, are you sick? Somebody said that you're not feeling well.
Oh, yeah. I was really unwell. I almost went to the emergency room Sunday night. And I kept like trying to put it off. And yesterday I was pretty sick. I went to my doctor yesterday though. And today I'm feeling fine.
Is it too much masturbation? What's happening?
No. Well, I don't want to put more chips against me, but it looks like I might have diverticulitis, which I've never had before. So
and none
we
of
don't
us
know.
Know what that is.
It's like,
we don't read.
It's like a stomach colon sort of a thing.
Ben
but
has that.
They put me on an antibiotic. In fact, they wanted to put me on an antibiotic where they said you can't have alcohol for 3 days before you start it, and then you take it for 14 days, and then another 3 days afterwards. And the doctor said it's so serious, like even mouthwash it has too much alcohol. It would make you vomit, very sick. So they put me on something else. So now I'm on a different antibiotic and I'm already feeling much better.
Okay, good. You're feeling better.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sounds like if it's a stomach issue, then you're not, is the appetite suppressed?
I'm on a liquid diet.
Oh, that's fantastic. You're going to be so skinny for your birthday.
I know.
And skinny actually, queen.
I'm doing a cook and kibitz on Thursday, and I'm going to make a soup because it's going to be all about liquids.
That's exciting. And you don't want to miss that. I mean, who's going to be on the C&K with you?
Well, Sharon wants to pop in and say hi. Brian is going to pop in and say hi because it's my birthday. So people can say hello and celebrate together.
Now, I honestly think what would be a great idea if Chef Stu came.
You know what, I'll pop in. Just tell me the time, Doug.
I will.
Doug, I'll gladly pop in.
You live right down the street. You should go.
Yeah. Stuart and I actually talked about doing a cook and kibitz.
Yeah, together. We're going to do one. We're definitely going to do one.
You're outside his house anyway. You might as well come in.
Is he outside? Stuart.
To imagine.
I'm looking at him right now. He's in my kitchen.
Now, what's happening with the vanity plates?
I have a gift for you. I have one of them for you. The new ones came. So that's exciting. I haven't put them on yet.
The new one of vanity plate.
Don't let them go. This is psychological. How hard is it? It's a fucking screwdriver. I could even do it.
No, it's different now. It's not like a Phillips head. It's like a different one now where it's like an Allen key.
It's not a Phillips head, it's a flathead. Yeah, I know. That's challenging.
Have those.
It can be.
They changed the whole thing. It's not a Phillips head. It's totally different. You have to
get
the wrench, you have to crank it by hand.
It's not like it's
okay.
Sim.
So it's
not
still
even
on your car. It's still
correct.
On your car.
I have to figure out that piece.
It's your identity. I just feel like you're making up excuses at this point.
I'm good. Like I'm okay to let it go. And then I'll give one to you, and you can put it in your game room if you have one.
I don't have a game room.
Okay.
But, Shane and I were thinking of vanity plates, and mine is so obvious. T for D.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
T for D. And then what were you thinking for yourself, Shane?
I think just high tops, and it's I like the double entendre. It's like high top, just driving around.
Yeah, I like that too. Mm-hmm. And then I think obviously Jameson, you got to use your clown name, Freckles.
That's what I was thinking too. That's exactly what I was thinking. Or Giggles.
With a Z.
But
and then FRC.
What were you thinking for Megan, Shane?
I was thinking LZYQUEN, Lazy Queen.
You're an asshole.
That's
I already thought about it. It's Dreamweaver. So
that's way too long. You only get seven characters.
You get seven characters.
I think it's L inclusive.
And then obviously we have to abbreviate this stuff, but I think boss bitch for Alyssa. I think horny pervert for Doug. I don't know how we have to abbreviate it.
Jeff, if you were to rebrand mine, what would you rebrand mine as?
I don't know. Nothing's better than Chef Stew. I don't
think it's the best.
I don't know. I now have regrets you getting the new license plate. It's just nice to get recognized wherever you go and have people take pictures.
Desperation
of your car.
I'm on no show now.
I mean, you can't even be remotely sketchy because people see you, they take pictures of your car, and then they send it to us.
Yeah, didn't you say people were doing that?
The worst thing is like if when I'm hungover, which is definitely like on a weekly basis, like if I want like a little like Mackie D's or like a Carl's Jr., it's really like it's just low for me to drive through there with Chef Stew in the back.
Oh, I'm not embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed.
But at this point, I don't really care. I'm just like, I just want that like Western cheeseburger or whatever.
Do you order your menus or order your food before you fly like Doug?
Sometimes they send me the email. Yeah, I have.
So you do pick it?
I do pick it, yeah.
I don't understand.
I think it was a short rib when I was going to Ireland, actually.
I don't understand that because what I want right now is not what I want on Saturday.
It's always a good choice and something disgusting. Like, so you just choose like the nicer one or it's like
Megan,
a vegetable.
Do you pick your meal?
Never. No.
Never.
No.
Ever. Do you, no. Shane?
No, I can't say I have.
Do they send you guys the emails or do you have to have status to get
yeah,
those emails?
Bitch, yeah, bitch. I fly first class. I get
okay, calm
emails.
Down, all right?
Okay.
Like, Jesus.
Reel it in there, Shane. Jesus. You take a plane that flies once a week. Come on.
Oh. Wow. So, I don't choose that. I know you have the choice, but I don't do it. But you and Doug really do have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Food.
Stu, are you on the apps now that you're single?
I'm not.
Sorry. I mean, no, that,
I'm
know,
not on the apps. I did all those apps like years ago, and it just like wrecked my head. It just was like, I don't know.
Because of the rejection or what?
I mean, no, it just was like, I just had no luck with them. You know what I mean? And I'd just rather meet someone at a bar.
Or at a Christmas party. At a COVID super spreader.
High Tops this weekend. You never know.
Yeah, Saturday.
Oh, Megan, are you going to go to High Tops? Because Alyssa's afraid, even though she has the antibodies.
Yes, I'll be there.
Oh, amazing.
This is the time to be out having sex with as many people as possible. I think we got about 3 to 4 weeks.
With the antibodies.
Megan, there's going to be some nuzzling and some kissing, neck kissing.
I'm counting on it.
The game.
Why do you think I'm going?
We're going to be a good group.
Not
it's
for Doug
be
and Shane.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now, Stu, did you ever at any point in the evening of the Chumpmas party think about reporting any sexual harassment claims to that fake security guard out front?
No, was he being sexual with people?
No, that's not the point. The point was, Stu, that people were being sexual with you and that you
No,
were being
I molested. Felt completely I mean, I knew exactly what I was walking into. Right. So, I mean, we had a stripper. I mean, you know.
How many times do you think your ass was grabbed?
I think like 3 to 4 times.
Per hour.
Yeah. You know that Megan, when Megan was cock blocking, Doug and Andrew were very, very upset.
They were so possessive of you. All I said was, oh my God, he's so hot. And they both came at me and were like, Megan, he's gay. I'm like, so what? I mean, like they literally would, they were like jumped down my throat. It was
crazy.
Well,
you were getting very possessive.
Not me.
You were like, I gotta go hang out more with Chef Stewart. He's very attractive. He's very hot.
I was just as excited to see Megan.
Thank you, Stu.
I was.
Now, is it true that Doug dropped you off last the night of the Chumpmas party? Because I noticed that he went out of his way to take everyone home first. And did he take the long way?
Doug was a gentleman. Yeah, he like offered to drive me home. And we were talking about the flying. I was like, it was so long. And he's like, oh, I have a sleeping tablet at home if you want one. I was like, oh, that'd be great if you don't mind. So he gave me 2 sleeping tablets, one for there and one for the way back.
He wouldn't get out of my car. That was the problem.
I have to tell you that the oldest trick in the book, and actually Buffalo Bill got this from Doug. Did he ask you to remove a sofa from the back of his van?
No. Why would that have happened?
Because you could have been locked up in his basement. Yeah, exactly.
But he wouldn't get out of my car because he stayed in my car in the driveway while I went into my house.
Did you drugged him?
Smart. Did I start? Was I rambling? Was I like? Did I have a few too many to drinks? Maybe.
What happened? I was pretty good that night, though. In my car.
Okay. All right.
Well, you realize that you know you're lucky you're still alive today.
Uh-huh. Count your blessings.
Yeah. Okay, thank God you were somewhat coherent and you didn't walk in that house. Although you are on Thursday, we may never see you again. By the way, before Chef Stu gets locked into Doug's basement, make sure to check out his new book, his new Cook It, Spill It, and Throw It, the Not-So-Real Housewives parody cookbook. I mean, it sounds like a joke, but it's not a joke because there's like great recipes in here. I think if you're home with COVID, they're easy to make. And can you taste them actually with COVID, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're super easy recipes. And think of it first and foremost as a cookbook that has the funny things of the housewives, like the funny little quips and the paragraphs and so forth. But think of it, it's mainly a cookbook first, like real recipes and really simple.
Where do they go to buy it?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all retailers have it right now. There's get it at Paper Source even.
I love the art and there's a lot of hot pictures of Stu, which is why Doug's pages are stuck together. But it's actually a really, really nice look. It's really funny. There's some good recipes. Check it out at Amazon.com. Cook It, Spill It, Throw It, the Not So Real Housewives parody cookbook, which you co-wrote with Amy Phillips.
Amy Phillips.
Who we
oh my
love.
God,
genius
I love
Amy Phillips.
Amy Phillips, she's
Amy
my
Phillips
favorite
is
host
so talented.
On radio
she's
Andy.
The best. You're so lucky to be associated with her with this book. We're gonna
there's
take
no one
break.
Funnier on radio.
She's the greatest. She brought the funny to this book and the and I think the talent. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time.
Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
We are back with Chef Stuart O'Keefe, Megan Weaver, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. I noticed that you cleaned up that song, Alyssa, and you took out all the dirty words, which is why I picked that song.
Yeah, well, we're not doing that.
I didn't write the lyrics.
Too many bad words.
I didn't write the lyrics.
Too many bad words.
I don't know that song.
Thanks, Alyssa. Yeah.
You don't? You don't know Pretty Kitty?
Not familiar.
It's Here Kitty, I think, isn't it? Here Kitty.
Here Kitty.
Kitty. Kitty, Kitty, Here Kitty, Kitty.
Yeah, we love kitties here at Jeff Lewis Live.
We love kitties, but we're not going to say P words and N words. It's too early, okay?
Oh,
yeah.
I know, if it was after 10, we could do it.
We could discuss, perhaps.
I did want to talk about Jameson's dating profile. I'm not trying to put you on blast. This is coming from love. I'm trying to help you. So as you know, yesterday we discussed Jameson's dating profile on Hinge because he got matched with Andrew and Andrew is now in therapy because of it. But he said that it said that Jameson scares easily. So if you are looking at a dating profile, Megan, with a man and the man says that he scares easily, what is your response?
I'm going to swipe the other direction. I don't know if it's left or right. Head for the hills. That's just right. So lame.
Megan,
right?
Thrown me under the bus. How dare
I love you, Jameson, but it's just a weak thing to say, I think.
It's okay. Let me defend myself before you all keep going. You have 3 question prompts. So I have a serious answer, and that's a lighthearted answer to show that I'm light. I'm fun. We're having fun.
Is that a lighthearted answer? I don't think that's lighthearted.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't say the word because it's not 10 o'clock, but there is a word that comes to mind.
Funny.
And it's in that song Here Kitty Kitty, but I can't say it. But what? I think that I would take that out. I don't know if you guys can see this because it's very important. This is the fucking picture he used.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's it?
Oh, Andrew is such a little snitch.
Got it.
Okay, do we see his mouth open?
Are you kidding? You all have it?
Look at it. He's got
video.
His head up looking at the ceiling with his mouth wide open. What does that say to you?
Is this what the profile looks like?
Oh my God. Andrew,
it's a picture of Jameson at Sirius.
But his mouth is wide open with his head looking up. Is this the view that I can expect?
I mean, frightened of that too.
Andrew Freund, you have been warned. I'm going to find you and set you on fire.
He is. You got to be careful with that.
Is that a promise or a threat?
It's too overt. It is saying too much in this picture.
Okay.
What does this picture say to you, Chef Stu? And are you swiping right?
I'm not. I mean, if you want sex, like, right now, yes, absolutely.
That's what I'm thinking.
He's ready to take it.
Open for business.
Open for business. Yes, Shane. Exactly.
I mean, he does look, his mouth is very wide.
It will be able to take a nice big one, I think.
He does not have TMJ. He can open to the fullest extent.
So yeah. Maybe it's worth
I'm impressed. Jameson, if anything, I'm impressed.
Thank you. That is a compliment. Thank you, guys. I would like to say again, in my defense, that is a video. So that is the beginning.
I don't think that's helping you, sweetie.
What's the video of? What are you doing? It's Why is your mouth wide open?
What happens next?
It's showing me moving. It's showing, look, I have a job. Here I am at my job.
Dude, you fully have a job. Mobile.
That's what you do at your job? This is not a message.
This is like not for you.
Oh my god.
HR is walking into the studio right now. God. To
Smelly's gonna call me and be like, "What the hell are you doing in that studio?"
So the crazy part is, he told us yesterday, Chef Stu and Megan, that he's got 9 guys that are reaching out to him on Hinge, and we can see why they want oral sex.
I mean, it just says it all. I mean, the picture says it all. It really does.
Well, if these 9 guys play post their cards right, they may get what they want.
I think it almost says he can take 2.
New year, new me.
Again, Jameson, again, a compliment. 100%.
Thank you so much, Stuart.
I mean, maybe it's working. I mean, you've got 9 people that are interested. So,
to judge?
In that mouth.
Exactly.
But it's not a picture I would have chosen.
Well, maybe I don't want you in my mouth. So there you go. So maybe I'm achieving what
I really?
Want.
Because that's not what you told me at Megan's house.
Tune has changed.
Times have changed.
Someone's had a change of heart.
Okay, new year, different me. There you go.
All right. Now, speaking of oral sex, Shane has a date tonight.
Nice.
It is his first.
Whoop, whoop.
Is it your first real date since your ex-boyfriend cheated on you with multiple men?
I've had one date already under the belt.
So this one is a promising one, and he's taking you to a nice place. He reached out. He scheduled it. He took the initiative. Seems to have a job like Jameson. Hopefully not that job. Hopefully he has a different job.
No, I hope it's a job where his mouth isn't a gap most of the time. But
what time will he be picking you up, or you be meeting him?
No, I'm meeting him because I want to pull up in my beautiful car and be a little bit impressive. We're meeting at 7:30. He asked for 6:30. I need a little bit more time
to get ready.
Because I have glam coming at 5:45, then that'll be till 7, and then I have to go.
I see. Debbie, will it be Debbie Carey just doing your makeup?
Debbie Carey, yeah.
And Yvonne styling your hair?
Yeah.
Okay. Now remember, you are full of antibodies, so this is the time to have a lot of unprotected sex.
I mean, it's a promising guy, so I don't want to give it up, but
I don't know in the gay world. I mean, don't ask Jameson because we already know the response. But no. Stu, let me ask you. If the guy is eligible, is interested in Shane dating him, when do you think, should tonight be the night? Should he do something to just kind of tease him wanting more? Like, what exactly would you recommend?
I think that if the date goes really well and you're there for 2 hours, then I think you wait, because then you kind of like him and you have a great time. But if it's it's kind of shitty and it's it's an hour. Hey, do you want to get a drink somewhere else and then just go back and fuck whatever? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I mean, think about it though. If you're there, Shane's I love that. but that's what I think. I think if you get on with them really well and you're chatting for 2 hours, then it's a good prospect.
You know what I think would be a really nice gesture is if you gave him the Cook It, Spill It, Throw It cookbook.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Easy recipes you can put together when you're home with COVID.
Shane, are you going to tell us where you're going so we can meet you if any of your fans want to meet you?
No, I will not. But it's a classy place that requires reservations, and he made one, so it's legit.
Don't say it, Stu, but we approve of the place. You know, do you remember, or were you too drunk last night?
No, I remember the place. You text me the place. Was it that place?
I didn't around text the you a place. What are you talking about?
No, this was on Christmas Eve.
Who's drunk now?
The Mexican restaurant?
No.
I'm so lost. Oh, yes. The roof. Yes. Sorry.
Okay, you got it. But
I approve.
Tonight's not a public appearance. Saturday is. At high time.
Saturday is a public appearance. Saturday is come through, drink, let's take a shot, whatever. Tonight I need a little privacy.
I honestly think, Jameson, you should go on Saturday, mouth open.
You can wear your mask, but just have the mouth open so they know.
We'll see.
Mask will get swallowed up in that mouth.
If it goes well with this guy today, will you mention Saturday to him?
Oh.
No. Nope.
Too soon with the chops.
No.
You're right.
It's over if you do that.
What about Joe?
Megan,
are we going to see Joe on Saturday, Jeff?
Mm-mm. Oh, yes. Maybe.
He's going to be in Tulum, told me.
We were just texting this morning. He's going to cancel that trip because of COVID.
To get COVID with us?
We can't give him COVID. We can't give him COVID anymore. We're good.
Apparently, you can get a different strain. So if we got Omicron or whatever it's fucking called, we could get Delta or Alpha.
Really?
I think apparently,
I read that.
United.
They were saying like, oh, if you got, if that's bullshit. They said like, if you got it, like not so fast, you're not invincible. I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm invincible. We'll still go anyway on Saturday.
I'm totally invincible, honey.
I've never been stronger.
Megan, you're a case study. Like you've had all three.
For many
what
things,
airline did
Stu?
You fly?
Delta.
Oh, okay. So I don't think, I was talking to Shannon yesterday because she has COVID again. We think we have Delta. Because she has that really crazy high fever also.
Did Shannon get it from our studio because she was with us the day after Chump Night?
I don't think so. And I'll tell you why. Because according to my diagram, I've traced it. And I think that from what I hear, her girls went to a big New Year's Eve rager again. I think it's very possible she could have got it again under the same circumstances.
Also, who's got eyes on Taylor Dane? What's happening? Is she okay? Does she have COVID?
She posted some nice pics from New Year's Eve, so I think so. Okay. I think she's fine.
We actually traced all of this to Stu last night because he went to Barney's Beanery all day, drinking all day, and you met us at Nora Cafe on Sunday, and we think you may have given it to us because then you went to the Chumpmas event and you didn't get tested by our fake nurse, by our girl dressed up as a
that
nurse.
Is correct. But I mean, so the nurse is fake, she gave me a fake test. No, I got it done at LAX, like that's legit. Like, I had to get the legit test to get on the flight, and I got it like 5 hours before the party.
There's no shame in infecting a third of your friends.
But listen, I mean, clearly I had something. So like, I probably did get it that Sunday because it kind of like, if it's 3 to 5 days, then it hit around the 23rd. Cause that's when I kind of started to get like a runny nose, but I didn't last the 10 days cause I tested negative before I got on the flight to come back. Thank God.
I think the worst part about all of this was being separated from Shane for 12 days, but we did have a very touching reunion yesterday. We actually hugged. Mm-hmm. It was like a Hallmark movie, I think.
It's just, we fell right back into it. It's like I never left.
And then you had a touching reunion with Patrick, my cat.
I miss my kitty so much.
Here,
Patrick
kitty, kitty.
Ran right up to me. I was like, here, kitty, kitty. And we're reuniting.
Yes. No. Are you shocked to see how independent I am now?
Yeah, guys. Jeff can do things on his own.
I can do shit on my own.
I was like, oh, should I go check the PO box? He's like, I went yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was like, excuse me. Like, who took you? Who was in the car?
I totally like figured out like how to get places on my own.
Wow.
I can actually go into a public place by myself. I didn't really feed myself. That was Leah Black. So she actually has kept me alive for the last 10 days. And by the way, last night she dropped off a beautiful chicken stew.
Wow.
Stew, S-T-E-W, not S-T-U. Yeah.
Do you know how to reheat it?
Yeah, she did provide thorough instructions.
Like how to heat it. I mean, she knows I'm so handicapped that she actually put directions on how to heat it up.
Good.
You are a little handicapped because at one point Jeff called me and was like, so how do I order sushi? I see you do it on the computer. Can I call them?
You're like an idiot.
I'm embarrassed.
You're like a fresh little baby.
I know.
Does this happen?
I don't know if I figured that out, by the way.
I sent you the phone number. Did you call?
I don't think I figured it out. I think I was on Postmates and I think I went with Bossa Nova. It was just easier. I don't know why.
Yeah. All right.
But yes, I have become very independent. I don't need half the people that work here. Well, fortunately, because one of them just went part-time.
Oh, you mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah. I don't want to it's really silly when you go out of your way to try to help people and then they continue to make the wrong decisions, but there's nothing I can do about it. Also, in the news again, from yesterday. Jeff Lewis says his daughter begged him to stop talking about her on the radio after private school denial. I had to take away her SiriusXM subscription because she was listening to the shows and she was getting very, very upset. So I took away her cell phone, her computer, and her SiriusXM subscription. Once again, it's kind of misreported. The only reason that my daughter knew anything is because her other dad told her that she's going to have to go to Catholic school with scary nuns. So that's actually what happened. But I know that I was, I guess, again on KTLA this morning. But you know what? What are you going to do? They say that doesn't matter, like, press. What do they say about press? Negative press?
It's always good. Any press is good press.
I mean, I don't necessarily agree, but you can't really control it.
I think it's like fantastic.
You can't really control it. Do you have resolutions, Megan?
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm just going to break it anyway. So fuck it.
You're not drinking, so you're drinking less.
But that's not out of choice. That's out of, you know, can't taste the alcohol. So, I mean, it's not by choice. So, I mean, I'm going to do a dry January just because I can't taste anyway. But just keep on doing it. Keep on doing it.
What about Saturday? Are you going to drink at the bars? Like, if we go out for my birthday, you're just going to be sober with all these...
I think I'm just going to stay sober and drive. And yeah, we have another party to go to after. So I'm not going to be like staying up all night with you guys, but I'm just going to watch you and laugh at you.
Oh, what other party?
She's very
busy.
What other
party going to?
I've got
it's
so
just
many
Doug
parties.
And Shane, like your only friends. I don't know.
Megan, I was
going
to buy you an Uber to stay with us.
You're not going to give me a ride home?
I'll give you a ride home.
No, Doug's giving him a ride home. But are you, Megan, are you bringing Ben? You don't want to bring Ben.
I am bringing Ben because we have to go to his boss's birthday party after. What am I doing?
I wanted slutty Megan for my birthday.
I know.
You should go to the boss's birthday party before, not after.
That's a good idea.
Where's the boss's birthday party?
Right up in the Mulholland Estates.
Well, that's nice.
Real nice.
Do that first nice and then pop down.
And then end up in West Hollywood.
Yeah, start there and you go down. But
that's
then,
a good idea.
But leave Ben there. The you could leave Ben there and then go get Ben.
That's not a bad idea.
And then he'll come pick you up at the end of the night. It's perfect.
All right.
Because you want to misbehave. You're not going to be able to do that with Ben there.
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
We need a bit of sloppiness.
Hey, Jeff, do you have any resolutions for New Year's?
Yeah, what are your resolutions?
Well, I already said I want to drink more and earlier. I would like to be manorexic. I want to take up smoking because I think it's a really good appetite suppressant.
For sex.
I want to read less. I want more unprotected sex.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I want less protected sex.
More raw dogging.
Unprotected sex.
Yeah, more raw dogging.
I want to spend more money. I want less friends. Too much obligation. Mm-hmm. I want to live every day like it's my last.
That's nice.
I love
that. That's beautiful. That's really deep.
And I want more diversity. Does that sound sincere? I want more diversity.
Can you give us that read one more time? Try it again.
I want more diversity in my life.
Now we believe it. That was great.
Those are really good resolutions.
I did my one resolution was that I'm not going to allow myself to be bothered by Gage as much as I have been.
Oh,
that was my one really real working. Resolution. I'm like,
it's January 4th. Are you going to start that now? Wow. When is that starting?
Yeah, no. I know it's been a little late, but here we are on the 4th. And I've told myself I get myself worked up and upset and I'm not going to do it anymore. I don't want to participate. That's what I told
myself.
You're
disengaging.
So that's a resolution that's not going to work out. Oh, by the way, I meant to tell you, guess who reached out? Lisa Barlow. She wants to have drinks on Friday. So I'm sure the gays are going to want to go.
What am I going to wear? What are we going to talk about? I'm so excited.
You might have a date, but I think it would be, I imagine there's going to be some gays that want to go.
I love it.
Part of the resolutions also is like, look, I do believe we should continue. I have a tendency to be negative. I think we should continue to reframe and try to be positive and look at the silver lining in things. Sometimes there is no silver lining, but a lot of times there is. So this story initially pissed me off, which was the guy that got cut chucking used condoms.
Yeah, this is a 62-year-old guy from India, and he's been arrested because he took it upon himself to take used condoms. Now, I'm not sure whose used condoms they are, but they're somebody's used condoms. And he was dropping them into temple donation boxes.
Yes.
And he did this in order to spread the message of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Well, I think he's homeless. Okay. And, you know, originally I was upset when I read this because I think it's disgusting, disrespectful, despicable, mm-hmm. sacrilegious. But then I thought, you know what? He's, at least he's using condoms, number one. He's using condoms unlike any of the chumps on this Zoom right now.
He's smarter than the chumps for sure.
Right. And he also, what I found inspiring for Doug is that even a homeless person can get laid.
Every jar has its lid.
So I believe it's very inspirational for you, Doug. It is very possible that this is the year you lose your virginity. All right, we're going to take calls. Let's see here.
Or at least I'll go to church for the first time.
Maria in Baltimore, Maryland. Hi, Maria.
Hi. First, long time listener, first time caller.
Hi.
I'm calling because, Jeff, I tried the smoking thing because to try to get anorexic, and it just does not work out. Your clothes smell. You get ash everywhere. Then people are commenting, are you smoking? Because you smell like you've been smoking. So if you're already getting comments, you'll really get comments for smoking.
Yeah, but most important, did you lose weight, Maria?
It did. It did act as a suppressant. Yes, I did.
That's all
weight.
I need to know. Thank you.
You shouldn't have said that.
Now, what about the e-cigarettes? Did you try that, Maria?
Oh, the vaping. I did try that also, but you really look kind of get low, if you will. And then you have to, like, go to special spots to buy it. Like, not every 7-Eleven sells all the vaping stuff, so you have to be really organized. So you got to hire an assistant, organized. Basically.
A lot of work.
It's a lot of work trying to find the 7-Eleven that carries the e-cigarettes. But it did suppress your appetite. And you didn't smell like smoke when you went to the e-cigarettes.
Yes, but then it became too much work, and I eventually just stopped smoking.
Thank you for helping. So you heard that here on Jeff Lewis Live. e-cigarettes will help suppress your appetite and lose weight. Also wanted to remind everybody to make sure to check out Cook It, Spill It, and Throw It, the parody cookbook from Amy Phillips. And then I think Stu contributed a bit.
Yeah, just a few recipes here and there.
He's in some of the pictures, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Stu looks real hot in the book. Doug will attest. And you can buy it on Amazon. How much is it? Like $25?
Yeah, you can probably get it between like $18 and $22. At the bookstore, it's like $24.
Is it like the stock market? Like
every store, like then there's like 30% off. So look, maximum $24.99, but you can probably get it for like $18.90.
And don't buy it used from Doug.
No.
Doug admitted at the break that he has two, one in the kitchen and one in the bedroom, which is creepy and weird, which is why we suggested that vanity plate.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's where I do some of my best reading, work in the bedroom.
Ew.
Also, Stu, if Doug ever asks you to help him out getting something out of his creepy shed, I would be
yes.
wary. He's got a real creepy
he's
shed.
He's going to tell you
really out the back
in there. Yeah. That's what he told me. Oh, it's full of vodka. Help
he told me that too.
I'm not fucking going in there.
I'll give you some of my vodka bottles.
Monroe went into the shed. She came out just fine.
Well, she's not a man, so I wasn't worried about it. I wasn't worried about her. I was worried about going in there. But he does lure you with vodka, does he not?
Yes, he does.
He has told me that. He said, I have cases of Absolut in my shed, knowing that I would die for a case of Absolut.
Has he said that to you yet, Stu?
No, not yet.
Be careful on Thursday.
No, I told Stu I had Guinness.
He's used that line on every one of us. Jameson, has he told you about all the vodka in his shed?
He told me gin, and I do like gin.
He makes it up, I'm telling you.
He tailors it to his victim.
He sure does.
I told Monroe I had lemons in there.
I don't know, it's weird. Now, there was also, we have another call. Cleo in Texas. Good morning.
Hello.
Cleo. Hi, Cleo.
Hi, how are you? Hi. Happy New Year, everyone. Hey.
Oh, thanks, Cleo.
Happy New Year. Thanks. Whereabouts in Ireland are you from?
I'm from Nina in County Tipperary, down south, just outside Limerick, about 25 minutes.
I know.
Coincidentally, there's been a COVID surge there.
You're from Tarrytlass. Oh, yeah. That's only like, whatever, 15, 20 minutes away?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I remember you reading years ago, you were from Nina. I got quite excited. It's nice to hear that your Irish accent is back after your wee break at home.
I know. Yeah, it was.
You have to keep it. Listen. Start listening.
I will always keep it.
Leo, if you have family there, I think you need to check on them because yes. I heard that there was a COVID surge.
Do you know what? Nobody got it. I just checked in with my whole family this morning. Not one person got it, which is like shocking. So maybe I had the Delta.
I bet your entire neighborhood was wiped out. Cleo, did you buy the cookbook?
No, I'm about to. I swear I'm going to get it for myself and my sister. We both live here in Houston and I can't wait because I follow All the Wives and Anison Bravo. And yeah, it looks really, really good. Yeah,
it is. And it varies from $12 to $200, depending on where you buy it. So just keep checking.
What about the specifics?
Jeff, I know
right?
I'm holding up. I'm probably holding you up, but real quick.
We got nothing to do.
Thanks to you. No. I want to say thanks to you. A couple of months ago, we put down our beautiful dog, Milo. And if it wasn't for you and watching what you went through with Little Monkey, I would have had no idea what to expect in the vets. Because it is easily the hardest thing I've ever had to do as an adult, to say goodbye to Little Milo. And all I could think of was, oh my God, that's the one episode that actually helped me understand and go through the process easier. I knew what to expect, but by God, the grieving was absolutely cruel. But anyway, I wanted to say thanks to you for that, because that's the one episode of Flipping Out that you should be very proud of all the episodes.
Oh, well, you're very welcome, Cleo, and I'm glad it helped you. I was fortunate in that I had other pets. Otherwise, I would have been severely depressed. I know, Doug, you went through it recently.
Absolutely.
And it's hard when you don't have other pets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is. It's been over a year now. It's just over a year. And I'm not ready yet to get a new one.
Oh, Doug, I need to ask you real quick before we have to go. I want to get you a birthday gift for Thursday, but I'm not sure what store you want to go to. And I know you like cooking and all of that. What was that really nice store in the Grove? Is it still there?
No, I think they went out of business. Sur La Table. I'd rather you and I just go have dinner.
William Sonoma, but you think you have to drive down to like the OC now because it's closing Beverly Hills too.
Doug would rather just show you his shed, Jeff. Uh-uh.
I'll get you a gift. Okay.
Megan is right. I would rather time. I'd rather your time.
You're getting time right now. What about Crate and Barrel?
I don't want anything from you. I really would. Let's just have dinner. But can I say something, though? Listening to that caller and to Chef Stu reminds me, if you love hearing the Irish accent, as I do, you can set your Siri to either an Irish male or an Irish female accent, and you can listen to that accent all day long.
Or honestly, I can just give you Stu's phone number right now.
I don't need it, Jeff, because Chef Stu has called me twice.
Let me look it up.
Oh, you'll give everybody Chef Stu's phone number.
Yeah. Just call.
It's just nice to hear your voice.
I mean,
it's 310.
Don't do it, Jeff. Don't do it.
Look, they know my license plate. You might as well just go for the number too.
And I know where you live.
Easy. Can we take JW in Kentucky?
Quickly. 2 minutes.
Quickly. Okay. Hi, JW.
Hi there, Jeff. How you doing?
Good. We got 2 minutes. What's happening?
I love you. I think you're awesome. I've seen you on Flipping Out. I love all your cast people. Megan, you're awesome. Doug, I love you. I would have sex with you for free.
Oh.
Get his number. Let's put him on hold.
Just stay on the line.
Wow. Are you sure for free?
Shut up, Jeff. Stay on the line.
Shane, you are great. I'm a nurse practitioner from Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm a gay male, and I just love your show. I'm so glad I found this channel. I'm one of your 12 listeners, Jeff.
Well, thank you, JW. And thank you for offering to have sex with Doug. We do not get calls like this very often, and we really, really appreciate it. Alyssa, can we please get JW's number? We'll fly you out here.
No, I want to go to Kentucky. I've never been.
You can pick your meal before the flight.
You can see Doug's shed.
Yeah, just stay away from the shed, JW. That's what we're going to tell you. What do you drink? Because whatever your drink of choice is, he'll say he has it.
That's so random. I have that in my shed.
All right, we're gonna go now. Chef Stu, thank you so much for being here. Check out Cook It, Spill It, Throw It, the Not So Real Housewives parody cookbook, written and produced and created by Amy Phillips. It is a fantastic book, really fun, hot pictures of Stu. You know, just get it for your spank bank alone. Megan, thank you so much for being here. Doug, as always, it's such a pleasure. And Jameson, it's time to switch the pick on your profile.
Bye. Right,
have a good day, everybody.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.